What are you seeing from your receivers so far?
A lot of playmaking, man. I've been really happy with them. We still have a lot of things we need to clean up. There's a big gap between the guys who are experienced here and the guys who are new, which obviously happens. But I think there's been times we've narrowed that gap quicker than we are right now. So that's on me to spend a little bit more time with these guys, get the veterans to spend some time with them. There's a lot of young, talented guys in that group. This is a hard offense, so I think it's just a matter of spending a little bit more time to get them up to speed. But all in all, man, I love the energy. These guys are playing hard.
Is this a year where some of those new guys may be able to afford a little more time watching since you have so many experienced guys?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think most of them understand the message that we have some good quality depth, and it doesn't mean that there's redshirting. They understand that dynamic now of 4 games. You can play any 4 games. And so if that's probably more towards the end of the year where they know the playbook more, where maybe there's some, you know, injuries that happen, whatever it is. And so that it's good enough to where they don't put themselves in redshirt mode. They stay hungry, and the challenge is for them to always be ready for their name to be called. But yeah, I think those guys are on a great trajectory right now.
We talked to Aaron last week. He talked about installing this offense at a more rapid pace. You guys could get it in earlier. Is it all in at this point?
I would say 90-95% in. So yeah, that was the deal, and that's the trade-off. You throw it all in at them. The positive is you get to practice a bunch of the stuff against our defense. We can get a jump on future opponents. The con is these new guys can be swimming, you know, and sometimes out here it's hard to compose yourself because, you know, the emotions are high, but you take a step back. All in all, they've done a really good job with how much we've thrown at them.
You talk about the young guys, and we saw Tay and Cody both get receptions in that portion we watched. Yeah. Is that kind of what you're talking about, like giving them opportunities to keep them engaged?
Yep, absolutely. These guys have been busting their butt, man, and they don't get a ton of reps. You know, it's cliche, but we tell them, don't count your reps, make your reps count, you know, and so when you get those little opportunities making a play, those guys, a good job of that today.
Will every receiver Saturday be live? Will play?
Like, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Will you hold guys out?
No, that's the goal right now. And obviously, some of those key guys who I've seen get tackled, we don't need to see a ton of them. And so I'm not going to get those, our starters, I'm not going to have play live just because I need to see if they can make a play. I just think headed into the season, it's that fine balance. They got to get hit, you know, and they got to break a tackle and remember that feeling. And once they have a couple plays, we take them out, we let the others roll.
Football shape, right?
Football shape.
Is there any thought of, since you're the passing game coordinator, I'm asking you, is there any thought of rotating quarterbacks during games like some teams have done?
That's a great question. That's an A-Rod question. We're still sorting it out. It is, I mean, they're having a great competition right now. So that's probably a better question, I would say, in another week or two.
When you have a quarterback battle that goes this deep into camp, there's sometimes you run the risk of splitting the team. Are you, especially the receivers, who are the benefactors, are you having to talk to the guys about that at all, or is this a mature group that doesn't need that?
Both. They're mature, but the way I frame it is there's a positive to just focusing on not worrying about the controversy and the competition that's going on and just saying, okay, what does this quarterback do different than the other? How does the ball come out? How's his, you know, the voice flexion? How does his, what's his cadence like, you know? All those things are good. And if they focus on that and instead of the competition or who they might like better, they're going to get better from that. All these guys in my room have played with multiple quarterbacks in college, have come from a high school, they're young, and they played with new quarterbacks. So I think a new quarterback is nothing really new. So they're handling it well.
I can't help but notice every time he comes off the field the last couple of days, the big smile on Cody Epps' face. How nice is it to be able to see him smiling and as healthy as he is right now after he kind of struggled a little bit coming back last year at times with some nicks and crannies and that sort of thing?
It's been great, especially with his braces off. You know, he's got a more, you know, a bright smile. He's such a good leader. And it's Cody, it's Keelan, it's Chase. I mean, I'm so lucky, I'm spoiled with a group of happy, young, vibrant men who just enjoy being out here. And so Cody's one of the many that easily have a smile on their face all the time.
I wasn't trying to make a braces joke, I promise.
That's okay. I love braces. I need them. So that's why I said it.
With Keanu out of the room, who took over kind of loudest guy?
Keelan Marion. Yeah. He might have even been the loudest with Keanu last year. So, good loud, though. Good question.
I've noticed Parker Kingston's kind of the punt return guy now. Are you okay with one of your receivers handling those extra chores?
Extra what?
Chores, or, you know, extra.
Of like punt return. Oh, yeah, yeah. I tell all these guys, like, play more. Darius is going to be on special teams. Chase will be. These guys have aspirations to play in the NFL. And sometimes it comes down to that decision. If you have two good receivers, who's going to be more valuable on special teams? And even if we protect them and don't play them as much, at least being on the depth chart, taking reps in practice, paying attention in meetings so that they're held accountable, all that stuff matters. And I'm a huge believer in all my guys playing special teams.